This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Boeing announced this month that robots instead of people will be drilling and riveting on the fuselage of the 777 jets. The airplane manufacturer also already uses robots to paint the wings on the 777. Robots can do the paint job in 24 minutes. It used to take a team of human workers 4 hours. Boeing executives say this is just the start. The company will increasingly rely on automation instead of human work in Boeing factories. Well, Andrew McAfee is principal research scientist at MIT and co-author of a book called The Second Machine Age, Work, Progress, and Prosperity in a Time of Brilliant Technologies. He says this anxiety over losing jobs to technology is nothing new.
We've been worried pretty intently about what's been called technological unemployment for about as long as we've had technology. The Luddites 2 centuries ago were smashing looms. John Maynard Keynes coined the phrase technological unemployment in the 1930s, but it hasn't happened yet, and that's because innovators and entrepreneurs keep using new technologies to invent new companies, new industries, and these new companies and new industries have a great thirst for human labor. So the people that get displaced by one wave of technology find jobs, find new things to do, basically thanks to that technology and thanks to the economic growth that it creates. It's a really happy pattern. The question that I'm wondering a lot about these days is this time finally different? The only honest answer is we don't know, but I'm starting to feel like this time is different simply because technology can do things that it never, ever could before. It can listen to people and understand what they want and find an answer and deliver it back to them in natural language. This is science fiction technology, except it absolutely exists these days. So when I think about the bundle of stuff that a person can go offer an employer or go offer to the economy, that stuff is being encroached on by technology in a way that we've never seen before.
Well, since the Great Recession of 2008, Wall Street profits have rebounded, but employment remains lackluster and wages remain lackluster. Can we blame technology?
Technology is absolutely one of the tectonic forces that's reshaping the economy and reshaping the workforce these days. The other ones are globalization, which is a big deal. And as you point out, we have this nasty economic event, which does tend to shake things up. So the Great Recession is clearly part of the story. I think that technology is probably the biggest of those tectonic forces. And I believe that as we move ahead, it's only going to become bigger and bigger as technology continues to race ahead and acquire these science fiction capabilities.
Andrew, journalists have looked with alarm to see that computer programs can now write news articles, simple news articles about high school baseball games. What are some of the jobs that might surprise people are threatened by developing technology?
We used to think that technology was only good at very routine tasks, like adding up long columns of numbers or driving in that screw in the exact same place every time. And that's true, but what's wild to me these days is technology is getting pretty good at non-routine tasks. So most of us would not have thought that writing a decent quality prose report about a body of facts was a routine task. But computers can do that now, as you point out. I think that if a computer is not already the world's best medical diagnostician, it will be fairly quickly. There are a bunch of technologies out there that will provide you wealth management advice. I think they're a great idea because even if a human wealth manager has exactly the right incentives, she still can't possibly keep on top of all the tax laws, all of the things to keep in mind, and all the possible financial instruments out there. So we're going to see technologies come into a lot of jobs that we currently consider pretty high-skilled, pretty prestigious, and non-routine.
Yikes. Andrew, so
well,
if I'm a
yikes up to a point. The flip side of that, though, is really, really good news. Most of us would love world-class financial advice. Most of us have not been able to afford it. That's going to change very quickly. Most of us would love to have the world's best doctor on our case. That's going to become reality for for most, if not all of us, very quickly. So the flip side of technology taking people's jobs, I don't want to minimize that. It's a very, very serious issue. The flip side of that is always technology making our lives better, bringing richness, bringing variety, and increasing quality to us. It's really important not to lose sight of that. Technology is absolutely not our enemy. It's the best friend that we have.
Good point. Sometimes technology can do the job better, but if you're someone who makes a living at journalism or helping people with wealth management or diagnosing diseases, what should you be doing to sort of make sure that you have a job in the future?
You should be trying to master the skills that we don't see computers getting good at. So things like creativity or the Eureka. I've still never seen an insightful or a creative computer. I've never seen one that had really good interpersonal abilities, one that could be a manager or a team leader or motivate a group to accomplish a goal. These are all still uniquely human tasks. Down at the low end of the skill range, computers are still lousy at walking across a room with furniture in it. I would never want to have, there's no computer on the market that I'd want to have draw blood from me today. So I am not convinced that within 5 years the robots will take all of our jobs. Absolutely not. What we need to be doing is preparing ourselves and our kids to be valuable and productive in a technologically very sophisticated world.
I'm talking to Andrew McAfee, who's at MIT, about the future of jobs and technology. Science fiction imagines robots doing all the work for us, and we just get to play all the time. What are the chances of that happening?
Well, I am in my mid-40s. Let's say I've got an average lifespan ahead of me. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to live to see an economy that's extraordinarily affluent and abundant and productive, and one that just does not need a lot of human labor. I don't think I'll ever live to see the zero human labor economy, but I do think we're going to live to see an incredibly technologically sophisticated and automated economy. The really important question, I believe, for us to concentrate on in the next couple generations is how do we get from here to there while bringing along people on this, hopefully, this great journey, if we get it right. How do we not leave a lot of people behind?
Well, what about the non-economic benefits of work for people? If you're lucky enough to have a great job, it not only provides you with a paycheck, it provides you with identity, with meaning, with kind of a center to your life. What about machines replacing that aspect of work?
And you're right. I think that is a huge issue that's going to be more and more with us. I would be lost without my work. It's really at the center of what I do and how I think about myself. We came across a wonderful quote from Voltaire when we were writing our book, The Second Machine Age. Eric Brynjolfsson, my co-author, and I found this quote from Voltaire that says, "Work saves us from three great evils, boredom, vice, and need." Of those three, the need is the easiest one to take care of. What does a meaningful life look like? What does a healthy community look like when work is not one of the dominant forces? I don't know the answer to that question. We had better start figuring out, because I think we're going to need an answer to it. I keep on looking at the progress I'm seeing, and I extend it out 20 years, 40 years. We're in a very different place.
An intriguing question there from Andrew McAfee, principal research scientist at the Initiative on the Digital Economy at MIT. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.